T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
What do we need to know right now about what's been going on 24 hours later?
Sure. So to learn about that, you know, it started months ago with Breonna Taylor's death in March at the hands of police, which sparked protests starting in May. And protesters marched and did all sorts of protests for 119 days, demanding officers involved in that death be charged with responsibility for Breonna Taylor's death. Yesterday afternoon, the Attorney General came out with his decision via a grand jury, announcing that the three officers would not be charged in her death. One was charged with wanton endangerment for firing into another apartment, but none were charged in her death. That led, as predicted, to a pretty angry, high-tension reaction from protesters here in Louisville. I was downtown with protesters when the news came out. They were all gathered around a loudspeaker, and there were shouts of people were crying. A march began, and that led to a collision with police, where there were a bunch of arrests, and then later in the evening, which is what has made national headlines, following a couple fires that were set downtown, small fires in downtown Louisville. After that, a few blocks away, two police officers were shot. And the LMPD, the Louisville police here, have detained a suspect in that shooting.
I know that the mayor had called for police to not have any time off. Did they have any way of knowing what the Attorney General and the grand jury were going to be coming out with the indictments?
Well, the mayor and police have said that they had no information in that regard as to what was coming. I will say that legal experts have said for a while that it would be unlikely the officers would be charged in her death, just based on the circumstances, the fact they had a warrant, and the evidence. Legal experts said it would be unlikely. So I think that may have influenced things in terms of how the mayor and police reacted. They thought it would be unlikely the officers would be charged, and they had a pretty good idea it would lead to a high-tension response from the protesters.
The shootings of the police officers, what's the latest on them?
Sure. We got the names of those two officers today. One is a higher-ranking officer. I've seen him a bunch at the protests. Named Major Aubrey Gregory, and he kind of one of the leaders. The chief called him the bedrock of the protest response. He and another officer were shot. One is already home from the hospital. The other is in surgery. And as I said, a suspect was detained last night.
What are the people saying?
You know, people have said since I've started covering these protests months ago that they want to remain peaceful. The vast majority of protesters always say how they want to be peaceful and they want to see changes. Some of them are upset about what happened last night because it, I should say many are upset because it totally distracts from what they were hoping to accomplish with protests, which is to bring attention to their cause and not negative attention, which is what has obviously happened with this shooting. And protesters are advocating for, at least they have been, for these officers to be charged. But secondly, there are a lot of talk of reform, police reform, which some of that has happened after the settlement with Taylor's family. And then even things beyond police and beyond Breonna Taylor, things like gentrification in Louisville, things like health care, affordable housing, just racial equality. It's grown to encompass issues that black people in Louisville face at disproportionate numbers compared to their white peers. So it's grown way beyond Breonna Taylor.
Did the people that were on the streets protesting the grand jury indictments, did they expect something different because the city had made that $12 million settlement with Breonna's family?
I've seen some signs and some heard people say, because the $12 million settlement came after, you know, it was a wrongful death. It's how it was defined. So people are confused. How can it be a wrongful death, but no one gets in legal trouble for her death? It's obviously two different cases, a civil and a criminal case. But I think people were thinking that there might be a different decision. I know before, maybe 30 minutes before the decision, a lot of leaders spoke to 200 or 300 protesters downtown. And a lot of the talk was, no matter what happens, you know, we've accomplished things and we'll continue to fight for what we believe in. A couple of people said, you know, I know we're going to get the result we want. So even at that point, some people still believed those officers would be charged, even though many legal experts said that would be unlikely.
Are there people that say the attorney general didn't fight hard enough for more charges?
I think there's certainly a political nature to it. I think many people on the ground would say as much. It's hard to, you know, predict what leads people to make different decisions. I think they would say that the AG did not fight hard enough for charges because he is a protege of Mitch McConnell. So they would argue that certainly AG Cameron did not push hard enough for charges.
We heard that people actually went home once the curfew time hit. Did that happen?
No. People dispersed at about 8 p.m. from the hub of protests because police arrived on scene and police were firing flashbangs after protesters had lit a couple trash cans and did these wooden boards on fire. So police came in, dispersed everyone. So people were running around downtown, kind of, and there were arrests happening until I think midnight. Police arrested, I think, 126 or 127 people overnight. So there were arrests and things happening well past the 9 p.m. curfew.
What are you expecting this afternoon into this evening? More protests?
Yes, I just spoke with the protest leader who said that this chapter isn't concluded yet. He, of course, was upset about what happened last night, but said he still foresees people protesting today. I don't think it'll be as tense as yesterday was. I mean, things were pretty hot because it was fresh, this news that there would be no charges. Today, I expect things not to be as tense, but I certainly expect hundreds to be downtown protesting. As we've seen, today will be the 120th day of protest, so I imagine they will continue today.
Are the political leaders and the civil rights leaders in Louisville calling now for the feds to get involved for possible federal charges?
Yes. So I'd say now kind of the focus of the protesters is twofold. Some are interested in getting the officers federally charged, but then the other probably even – I would say even the bigger prong, if you will, is those changes I mentioned earlier that are more general in terms of changing laws in the city, changing who's in office, and reforming the police, reforming many, many, many systems within the city.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.